朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们再翻回到腓立比书第三章十二节到十六节。
Let's turn again to the book of Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 to 16 and indeed a very familiar passage.
大家知道我很喜欢在看一段圣经的时候第一个注意的是怎么样分它的段落。
You might have noticed that every time when I read a passage of scripture, I like to see its context and break out its major and minor themes.
因为当我们从分段来认识一段经文的时候，我们比较能够了解那个作者他的心里面的逻辑和他心里面那一个不同层面的负担。
Because only from such analysis can we actually come close to what is the author's intent when he wrote these words.
在这段圣经里面非常明显的可以把它分成两个主要的段落。
From this passage, it's clear you can break them up into two passages.
十二节到十四节是一段，十五节、十六节是另外一段。
Verses 12 to 14 is one passage.And 15 and 16 is a different one.
每一次我带着弟兄姊妹在查圣经的时候
Every time when I lead a Bible study,
我实在希望弟兄姊妹从查考圣经发现读圣经的甘甜
It is my hope that we can indeed find the joy of digging into God's words.
我再三地提到我们的教会的名字叫做圣经教会，我盼望我们每一个来到这个教会的弟兄姊妹是一个读圣经的人。
Again, the name of our church is the Chinese Bible Church, and we emphasize that all of us should study the Bible.
所以盼望我们每一个人都有一本我们可以 study 的圣经来作为我们听道读经的一个主要的一个根据。
And indeed, we should all have our own study Bibles.
十二节到十四节讲到保罗的经历。
Verses 12 to 14 talks about Paul's own experience.
15节到16节是讲到保罗有了这些经历以后，他仍旧希望达到的一个心愿。
And from his experience, he shares with us his wish.
所以在前面提到他经历的时候，他的人称代名词，他的 personal pronoun 是我，第一人称单数。
So when you read verses 12 to 14, he uses the personal pronoun of I, a singular one.
15节到16节，他的 personal pronoun 呢，是用第一人称多数我们这两个字。
But in verses 15 and 16, you see that there's a switch instead of I, it is now us.
所以从他的代名词的用法，我们很明显的看见这两段圣经是不同的。
So you can tell that these two passages are different just from the use of the personal pronoun.
那么在这两段的圣经里面都看见以完全来开始这两段圣经的开头。
And you notice that he uses the description perfection to begin both passages.
十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
Verse 12, it says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect.Perfect.
十五节，所以我们中间凡是完全人也如何如何。
And in verse 15, in the Chinese version, it says all of us who are perfect.
在英文刚才孙慧信弟兄说，在中文是用 perfect， 其实在英文圣经是用 mature， 用成熟这个字。
In the New International Version, instead of using the word perfection.It uses the word mature.
不管是中文两个是完全，或者英文用完全和成熟，在原文希腊文的圣经，你是用这个完全就是 perfect 这个字来写的。
In the original Greek, the two words are the same.
那么换句话说，既然是同样一个字，那么保罗在这两段的经文里面，岂不是有一些矛盾吗
？Then you might question if he used the same.Word perfection, then are there not conflicts in the two passages?
十二节他说我不完全。
Because in verse 12, he said, I am not perfect.
15节他说在我们中间完全的人也如何如何，所以他把自己放在完全人的这一个圈子里面。
And yet in verse 15, he said, all of us who are perfect.
当我在分在思想这一段好像矛盾的经文的时候，
When I meditate upon this apparent conflict,
我越思想，我越发现这一段经文对我们今天信徒灵性个别的增长和教会整体的成长有密切的关系。
I discovered an intimate relation between personal spiritual growth and corporate growth.
换句话说，我们个人在灵命上对完全的认识和经历。直接影响我们基督徒的成长与否。
In other words, our own personal understanding of spiritual perfection will influence how we grow.
以整体的教会来讲，我们对完全的认识影响到我们教会的前途。
And similarly, whether the church understand the concept of spiritual maturity or perfection will influence the direction.
十二节讲到的完全和十五节讲到的完全，我个人给他有一点这样的解释。
My personal interpretation towards the perfection in verse 12 and verse 15 is follows.
十二节的完全，我把它取一个名字叫绝对的完全。
In verse 12, I consider the perfection as absolute perfection.
十五节保罗提到在我们中间的完全人的完全，我把它取个名字叫相对的完全。
But on the other hand, in verse 15, I will characterize this perfection as relative perfection.
那么对这两种似乎非常哲理的这样的一个分别，我盼望今天早上能够让大家有一个很清楚的一个交代。
I would like to expound upon these seemingly philosophical interpretations.
十二节讲到的绝对的完全是讲到上帝标准的那个完全，或者说就是上帝的完全。
The absolute perfection in verse 12 refers to the perfection of God.
这一类的圣经在圣经里面好多地方都提到过。
And you can see similar themes in other scriptural passages.
我们读过马太福音五章四十八节，主耶稣在登山宝训里面提到一句话：“你们要完全像天父完全一样。”
For example, in Matthew, chapter 5, when Jesus was preaching on the mount, he said, "You have to be perfect as your Father is perfect."
彼得前书第一章十六节也告诉我们说：“我们的父是圣洁的，所以你们也应该圣洁。”
And Peter also wrote that we have to be holy because our Father is holy.
换句话说，彼得提醒当时的教会，当然也是包括我们今天在内，他要我们全然圣洁到好像上帝的圣洁一样。
So Peter is encouraging the church then and today that we have to be holy as our Father is holy.
路加福音六章三十六节告诉我们说，天父是何等的慈悲，你们也要一样这样慈悲。
And in Luke, it was written that we have to be merciful like our Father.
弟兄姊妹，这几节的圣经我们放在我们面前，我们越看，我们是得到勉励呢，还是得到失望？
When we read these verses, are we encouraged or are we disappointed?
我们这一辈子在我们有生之年，我们可能那么完全，可能那么圣洁吗？
Can we indeed look forward to reaching that stage in our finite lifetime?
主耶稣在这里对我们岂不是有一点要求的太过分？
Is this not a request that cannot be met?
彼得是不是在这里给我们有太非分的一些要求？
Perhaps Peter is going overboard in asking us to be holy.
我们怎么可能像天父那样的圣洁？
How can we be as holy as God?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不能否认一个事实。
But we cannot deny this fact.
今天教会的见证跟圣洁有关系。
The testimony of the church is intimately related to its holiness.
在过去一两个礼拜
，In the past 2 weeks，
我们在电视上所注意的是一些什么样的消息
？What have we been paying attention to in the news?
跟圣洁有关系。
This is related to holiness.
不只是政界
Not only in the political scene,
在教会界也一样
It's the same in the church.
当我在电视上看到、听到一个传道人的消息的时候
And I also heard about this news about a preacher from the news.
我心里面有很深很深的感，这个沉重的感觉。
My heart is deeply burdened.
是的，我们不完全。
Yes, we are not perfect.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
我们不完全。
Even when we are not perfect,
我们会失败。
Yes, we will fail.
但是我们不可以在同样的软弱上失败，再失败，再失败。
But we just cannot go on failing at the same point again and again.
不要说我们这些小牧师、小传道失败都有大的影响。
Even small preachers like us, when we fail, we bring great influences.
何况全国、全世界都认识的传道人，在电视里面常常亮相的传道人。
What about those world-famous TV evangelists?
一而再、再而三，在同样一件事情上面失败。
Again and again, failing in the same aspect.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天就在校政界关于这一件事情的一些争论。
Some of us may be smiling and perhaps joking about all these political maneuverings.
但是今天在教会的里面，我们同样面对这样严肃的挑战。
But similar challenges exist in the church.
在我过去的经历里面，主一直把圣洁的挑战要求摆在我的面前。
But in my experience, God has placed the challenge of holiness before me.
弟兄姊妹，彼得告诉我们说，你们要圣洁，因为天父是圣洁。
And Peter said, "You have to be holy because." Our Heavenly Father is holy.
也许有生之年我们不可能达到这样的一个地步。
Perhaps in our finite lifetime, we will never reach such a standard.
但是我们需要这样一个目标。
But we need such a goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天 aim 的不够 high， 我们今天目标不够高。
Perhaps today we are not aiming high enough.
因为我们没有崇高的目标，所以我们基督徒的生活。就不够崇高，不够被人羡慕。
Because our aim is not high enough, so what we have achieved are not envious towards other people.
弟兄姊妹，我的负担是什么
？What is my burden?
我希望这个教会每一个人都能够出去传福音。
My wish is that all of us can go out and share the gospel.
但是为什么今天不是每一个人都能够去传福音呢
？But why is it that not everyone is doing so?
因为我知道神对这个要求还有一个第一个要求。
Because before this request, God has another demand.
起码我们这些基督徒走出来、站出来，让人家看见我们就羡慕我们是基督徒。
Because just the way we live and the way we work should be a living testimony.
然后看见我们有这样一个敬虔的生活，他们就问我们敬虔的缘由。
And because we lead such a God-fearing life, other people will ask the reason.For this.
弟兄姊妹，求主给我们高的目标。
So I ask God to give us a goal that is high.
其实不只是属灵可以这样来教导我们，提醒我们。
Of course, this kind of principle is not limited to the spiritual realm.
当我们教导我们下一代的时候，我们不也是这样教导他们吗
？Do we not teach our next generation the same way?
你要看得远，要看得高。
You have to plan far ahead, and you have to plan for higher goals and achievements.
今年八月初的时候
，early August of this year,
接到一个长途电话
，I received a long distance call.
那电话告诉我说，在7月28号，王明道老弟兄在上海生病去世。
I was informed from that long distance call that Mr. Wang Mingdao passed away in Shanghai.On July the 28th,
他离开世界的时候91岁。
When he left this world, he was 91 years old.
所以大家屈指一算，他是庚子年1900年生的。
So you can immediately calculate he was born on the year 1900.
他生下来的时候，他的父亲已经自杀上吊死了。
When he was born, his father actually has committed suicide.
因为那个时候全匪在乱的时候。
Because that was during the time of the Boxer Revolution.
那么他的父亲因为在医院里面工作，所以带着他的太太和一个小女儿躲到医院里面去。
His father was working in a hospital then, and so he took his wife and one of his daughters to hide in the hospital.
然后他为了这个免得被全匪抓到受羞辱，所以这个老父亲就上吊就死了。
To avoid being shamed by the revolutionaries, he committed suicide instead.
所以当王明道出生的时候，他的父亲已经死了十几天。
So when he was born, his father has passed away several days already.
当我八月初听到这个消息的时候
，When I heard the news of his passing away,
我就去收集王明道先生的见证。
I started to collect different pieces of his testimonies together.
看到他写的那本书五十年来
，I read his book again the past 50 years.
我读了以后很惭愧，因为我也过了五十岁。
I was very ashamed because I'm also past 50.
所以换句话说，他在写这本书的时候，是我这个年龄的时候写的。
In other words, then his book, The Past 50 Years, could have applied to me.
我就看见在他书里面提到他十四岁的时候，他就开始有一个目标作为他人生追求的方向。
I read in that book that when he was 14, he had established for himself a goal.
他有一次看到。关于美国总统林肯的故事
He was reading about the biography of Abraham Lincoln
所以他就找了一个林肯的相片就挂在他的书房的里面
He found a portrait of Lincoln and hung it in his study
他从十四岁开始一心就要做中国的林肯往那个方向努力
So since he was 14 years oldHe wanted to become the Abraham Lincoln of China.
所以当神呼召他要出来做牧师，做传道人的时候
，So when God called him to become a preacher,
他很不甘心
，He was very unwilling.
因为他的兴趣是在政界，而不是在宗教界
，Because his interest was in politics and not in religion.
但是感谢主，当他后来慢慢读圣经的时候，他说：“啊，我不要做林肯，他要做谁呢？”
So when he read the Bible more, he decided he doesn't want to become Lincoln.
他读经读到耶利米，他说我要做中国的耶利米。
And he decided that he want to become the Jeremiah of China.
他说我要做坚城铜柱铁墙，像耶利米一样，在那个时代成为时代的先知。
He decided that he need to become a prophet for the times.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见有一个目标，有一个方向是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, it's so important for us to have a goal and a direction.
85年，师母跟我有机会到上海去看他的时候。
In 1985, Mrs. Lee and I had the opportunity of visiting him.
我记得老人家跟我讲一件事情。
I remember him sharing this with me.
他说：“李牧师啊。”
He said, Pastor Lee.
我虽然做过彼得。
Even though I've been like Peter.
他说：“我从来没有像犹大出卖过耶稣。”
I've never been like Judas who betrayed Jesus.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为他曾经被为了信仰被逮捕关起来。
We know that because of his faith, he was arrested and thrown into prison.
结果他的刑期是十五年。
The original sentence was for 15 years.
不到十五年就放了他。
But he was released in less than that amount of time.
因为他对公安局写了一篇悔过书。
Because he wrote a letter of confession.
他悔过什么呢？他说我悔过了，因为我承认我做基督徒是错了。
In his confession, he admitted that it was wrong for him to be a Christian.
所以政府很快就释放他。
So because of that, the government immediately released him.
就过了一年，他们夫妻两个人非常不平安。
But after a year or so, he was deeply troubled.
他们祷告了以后，他们觉得不可以这样否认耶稣。
He was praying with his wife, and he felt strongly that he cannot deny Jesus.
所以他们回去公安局，告诉他们说，那个悔过书我要收回。
And he went back to the security officers and said, "I have to take back my letter of confession."
那政府说你要收回那个悔过书，那我们也要收回你们两个人。
And so they said, if you do so, we will put you into prison again.
所以他们就又关在监牢里面。
So indeed, they were thrown into prison again.
又关了好几年。
For several years.
到了1981年的时候。
Until 1981.
他写了一封信给他的好朋友。
He wrote a letter to his good friend.
下面这边不太容易翻译。他说，孟子在早年就说过，什么样的人是大丈夫。
He mentioned in his letter how Mencius describe a real man.
我们都知道富贵不能淫，贫贱不能移，威武不能屈者，大丈夫也。
A real man is not corrupted by rags or riches, and he will not compromise his principles.
他写信给他的朋友说，
When he wrote his letter to his friend,
他说五十岁以前我已经做到前面两句。
He said, before I was 50 years old, I was able to achieve the first two criteria. I was not corrupted by either riches or poverty.
他说感谢上帝五十岁以后我也做到第三句。
And then he said, I praise God because after I'm 50, I had the opportunity of achieving the third criteria.
我十分相信王明道先生他有这样的见证，因为前面有林肯，因为前面有耶利米作为他的目标。
I truly believe that Mr. Wang can say that only because he has set for himself the goal of becoming Lincoln or Jeremiah.
保罗在这里把一个更高的目标放在我们面前。
But Paul has placed an even higher goal for us.
换句话说，保罗要把耶稣基督成为我们的目标，成为教会的目标。
In other words, Paul is placing Jesus Christ himself as our direction and the direction of the church.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。